Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 80, Friday the 13th. 2015.
Welcome to the super spooky Friday the 13th offering of the Weekly Dose of Fat. Time to carve up black cats with the broken mirrors while standing under a ladder underneath the campgrounds. While I get these things organized, let me introduce to you Yog Camp counselors for this week's Sven and Gomez.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody.
That's Cuba. And I'm Gomez, your tío Gomez.
Hey, please, everybody, welcome to the show, Mr. J.K. Levin.
Hi, Ed McCain yourself. That's the new drug, like Kalaka.
Never stop learning about drugs.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by the courteous individuals at Surly Bikes.
Surly designs and produces versatile bikes, frames, and parts for people that ride legions.
The heck's a legion?
They are many.
Thesaurus.com said it was a synonym for a lot.
Oh, that's true.
Many.
Yes, many. Mm-hmm. Surly, bikes, parts, and chaos.
Chaos, like in Get Smart.
Legion more at surlybikes.com.
Hey, we've got a caller this week already. Don't we give away a prize to the caller?
Yeah, we have a contest going for the first caller that can give us the secret word.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. You're caller number one. Do you know Do you know the secret word?
I believe it is Gordon Lightfoot.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Right on. That's correct. Somehow we came up with that skillfully last week. Who are we talking to?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing so good. I can't believe it. I am just out of my mind. I'm so blissful.
I see him out of his mind.
JK and I are just, you know, having a good day. How about you, Sven?
I'm doing as well as can be expected.
Or should we call you Cuba?
Cuba.
So, Lauren, you are the first Surly secret question big winner. We've got some prizes we're going to send to you. Tell us, do you have any inkling to the answer of the question of the week, which is, what are you doing to prep your gear for winter?
Well, I just took my fat bike out yesterday and got it super muddy, and so I learned how to bathe it.
There's nothing like a mud bath to get you ready for winter. Well,
and other than that, just collecting cold weather gear.
Nice. And what kind of fat bike do you have?
So my husband and I just got Rocky Mountain Blizzards last week.
Oh, very cool. I like that. Though, now, is it this year's model? It still has the...
Mine is last year's, and his is this year's.
Oh, very cool. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves, and, you know, don't be a stranger or don't get any stranger. But we're going to hang you and move on to, heck, I don't know.
We got to tell people what's on the show this week, I think.
Yeah. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
And bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Lauren, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, JK, please tell our listeners what we've got in store this week.
Well, we start from the start, and we start the show with the event of the week. We welcome Mr. Eric Norn of Peacock Groove to talk about his newest bike venture, something we like to call Cake Cycles.
Cake.
We all bike. We award the first caller, which we just did, that tells us the secret fabulous prize pack. It's worth.
We're back to the future again, man.
We take calls. I just read what's in front of me. We take calls for our listeners and maybe, if we're lucky, learn something about winter preparedness. And we dazzle all 13 of our senses with the pure organic effervescence of the Fatty Farm Field Report presented to you today by Moots Cycles.
Oh, Moots Frosthammer, why are you so delicious? It's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
JK, the Fat Bike Event of the Week is...
the California State Fat Bike Championships on Saturday, December 12th. Cross-country and downhill races at Rim Nordic Bike Park near Running Springs, California in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Yeah, they're hoping for snow, but they're going to run it snow or dry dirt, snow or on dirt. But
not red and blue.
It's a totally psychedelic event.
And not red and blue, though.
If you click on the show notes, all of your details will come up on your computer, McThinger. You know what time it is?
Top of the hill.
It's time to say hello to our friend, Evan Larson.
Hello. I can't believe I'm actually here.
And you can see what chaos you brought to the studio, too.
It's quite fantastic.
Well, it's the top of the hill, boys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Skull.
Clank. Evan stopped by. He's going to be the Bike Black Ribbon test pilot that takes this beautiful Heller Bloodhound out for the next 4 to 6 weeks to make it happy and find out what she can do.
It's going to make me happy.
How many G's she can pull.
If you're excited to see a little bit about it before Evan whoops a fit on it, we did a quick video thing of it earlier today.
Sven and Gomez, Fat Bike TV, the premier episode. So
for real?
For real.
Yeah, that's my for real.
Hey, let's take a quick break here before we talk to special guest Eric Noren from Peacock Groove.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, folks. We're looking for our friend Eric.
Donde esta?
Yeah, that's me.
Donde esta? Eric's on the phone already, man. Do you see how I did that?
Hey, please welcome to the radio program from Mindy Applesauce, Mr. Eric Norred! Was that loud enough?
And now I'll do my radio announcer voice, too. Stay tuned for see if it's a love connection back in 2 and 2.
Hey, Woolery.
I wasn't as good as mine. Sorry.
He did a Woolery! The Woolery!
Oh, he did Chuck Woolery.
You know, I'm calling back as somebody else. The guy who took that go, Dick Woolery or whatever his name is. I'm going to talk like that all night and bother you guys. So are we live, or are you going to get to edit out beeps and bloops and swears and strong concerns, as I used to call them?
Oh, no. We're gonna wing through this thing live.
Yeah.
But
we do this in one take.
If it's real egregious, I guess I could make an effort to minimize the impact of the damage of your chatter.
You know, well, you know what? I was going to be an English major coming out of high school, and people will say, that's impossible. You swear too much. And I'm like, you know, it's like this. As a grammarian, one, you know, obsesses over structure of grammar and correct speaking. You know, when people say, can I get that? I don't know. Can you? Like, try, bro. Try and get my Tootsie Pop for me, you know? It's the difference between can and may.
Yeah, may I have that Tootsie Pop, please?
Yeah, okay, yeah, Eric Noren.
Eric Noren, are you my thing I'm looking in the mirror at?
Eric Noren, going to talk grammar on a podcast.
I tell you what, I was, but people say you swear too much. But it's like this. If you're a bike mechanic at a shop, you know, a lot of the bike mechanics back in the day, this is going back 20 years, they used to have some of the shittiest bikes out there. You know, the chain stretched beyond, you know, anything, and it's dirty, and the brakes barely work, and people go, you're a bike mechanic, you should take care of it. And the general response was, I work on bikes all day. The last thing I want to do when I go home is work on my bike. Now, that's not every mechanic, but a lot that I've known. So I know English, but sometimes swearing just really gets your point across. So enjoy. But wait, there's more.
So English major and also the man behind Peacock Groove, Mr. Eric Noren here, is going to tell us a little bit about some big bike news with his new company, Cake Bikes.
Yeah, tell us about the cake.
Everybody likes cake. Seriously, even 50 Cent said, I love you like a fat kid love cake. But that's not really, you know, politically correct, but who cares? But anyways, cake. Yeah, basically, the idea of cake came about through a few years of traveling with Andy Tettmeyer from Head and talking about bikes, and we'd go to NABS, go to the big bike show, and we'd have, you know, 2 days of traveling to sit in the van and talk about, he doesn't really like talking about Star Wars, so, you know, the first trip down for 2 days was like, see, you make wheels, huh? And we just started talking, and we were talking about bike size fit and wheels and different wheel sizes, and what I came up with now, and I'll work it backwards, is Cake is 24-inch wheel fat bikes. Now, there's a couple of the companies out there that are making 24-inch wheel fat bikes. Like, it's for kids. Well, my fucking bikes ain't for kids. They're performance-oriented bikes that just happen to be 24-inch wheels. And then this whole game of everybody going bigger and fatter and plusser, mm-hmm. I was like, no, dude, shrunk and punk. This is where it's at. And the reason why I did it is because when you see these people, these little small people, these 5-foot even people on a 26-inch, I won't even say the name, but a big, fat, tired bike. Mm-hmm. It just looks ridiculous. You know, it looks like a chipmunk riding a whale. And that's just not a good visual unless you're into chipmunks and whales. So
I
we were talking about it.
I just got aroused.
Well,
but go ahead.
Chub. What is your chub factor? You have an evil robot chubby. But so Andy and I would talk about this and be just like, you know, there's got to be a way. And then he just, like, it was like magic. We were driving down to, I don't even remember, it was one of the NAB shows. Like, since I'm a passenger, I don't really have to pay attention. And Andy drives. And then, like, when I drive, he just tells me to drive. It's a great, it's a very, very good relationship. But anyways, he said, dude, let's make a 24. And he said that there was one other company making a 24. So, basically,
because I think probably at that time, the only other 24 was maybe that framed 24.
Believe it or not, it was a Specialized.
Oh, yeah?
Specialized got in the game quick.
All right.
And
yep, they had the kids bike out there for sure. Yeah,
yeah. If Specialized does it, it's gonna be a thing. You know what I mean? Like, you can complain and kick all you want, but it's legit now. So
yeah, and in part
we talked about it.
They made the tires that made this even possible because nobody was making a halfway decent tire for a 24-inch bike.
Correct, and that's the last hurdle that we have. But when we talked about it, we're like, well, what could we do? What are our goals? You know, what do we want? So we made a couple prototypes. And, man, I shit you not. Like, I've built bikes for over 20 years. I've ridden bikes for, I don't know, like 25. And I haven't had much in the last few years that's really, like, you know, made me excited and go, holy shit, this is awesome. We need to make these. And when we got on the 24, like, within two pedal strokes, you know, Andy just said, wow. And then I got on it, and I was like, oh, it can't be that cool. And I took two pedal strokes, and I was like, wow. And, like, we both had, like, the Joey Lawrence, whoa, you know, kind of experience. And I said, dude, we got to make more, you know. And the problem that I was incurring, or the problem that was coming to me is, you know, I make Peacock Grooves. I make one bike every 2 weeks, maybe three. I mean, I go really deep in on them when people, I like making stupid, crazy art bikes or whatever you want to call them because they can still be ridden. But, you know, like there's no structure for Peacock Groove, meaning that like there's no stock sizes, you know. We just got a website after 14 years. Hold on, we're catching up. But I was like, you know what? I can't make enough Peacock Groove 24s. And I was like, I'm going to come up with a production company, a name, and just start making bikes. And if people like them, they'll buy them. If they don't, they're just wrong. But no, you know what I mean? It's going to be great for small people because now that I've had a few small people on it, we built one for Annie Head. Mm-hmm. She ordered one for her daughter. Andy from Head ordered one for his daughter. And this isn't like, I love saying this, it's not a gender-specific bike, because I hate the whole shrink it and pink it thing. I just, mm-hmm. I can't stand that. It is lazy marketing, it's doing women a disservice, and it's just stupid. Like, seriously, when they're like, oh, look at it, it's pink with, you know, violet flowers, burn it, just run it over. It shouldn't live. It just should be whatever. But cake is going to serve smaller riders and give them the fat bike experience that they deserve. And I'm telling you, they're fast, they're agile. It's really a strange feeling, but what it made me remind riding on this and going home and riding just you know, passing your house and going for a couple more miles, it reminded me of like back in 96 riding the single speed and getting out there and not having a care in the world and just going down and roasting hot dogs and drinking beers and riding your bike around and being stupid and then going, well, it's been 12 hours, I should get home now, I've got to go to work tomorrow, you know, but I don't have that problem. But you know what I mean? It was like holy cow, you got this feeling riding this thing, and Annie Head loves it. She's like, holy cow. And, I mean, Head's down with it. They're making the wheels. They're going to be available in like a month. And I'll probably let the cat out of the bag here, but I talk a lot, so a lot of useless shit comes out of my mouth. But every once in a while, there's a gem. But they're going to make carbon fiber version of these rims. So if you look at it like this, and trust me, I hate new standards and models and anything that complicates what I have to do, but this makes sense. And if Specialized is doing it, Trek is doing it, On One now has one, Framed, you know, has one, a couple small builders, Dave Wiseman, I believe Mr. Kent Erickson is going to make a couple, because I hear things through the grapevine. So here's the deal. It's valid. It's ready, and anyone who makes fun of me, they come to the shop, and they're like, oh, there's a little 24 bike, and I'm like, shut up, go ride it. And they come back, and they're like, holy shit. And I'm like, yeah, where's your insults and your condescending tone now? So you take two pedal strokes on it, and it's a legitimate thing, and we're releasing it.
I think the people need to be sensitive to the fact that, you know, I even came up with the term untall. You know, that you're as tall as you are, and you should ride a bike that's proportional to however tall you've grown. It's not a contest
to
see who
can. That's exactly what I've told people.
It's not a contest to see who can be the tallest. It's to see who can have the most fun on a bike.
Who can be the longest?
you've spoken to a lot of very abstract things about how you love the way the bike rides, but the real numbers, and Andy, I know, is more of a left brainer, more of an engineering type of brain.
For sure.
And the fact that these 24-inch by 4 fat bikes have the same outer diameter as a 26 by 2.1 mountain bike, you know, that it just makes sense. There is there's more than just the abstract feel of riding it and the fact that other people are doing it. In fact, you are actually the only company that is doing it and is making it towards the untall adult as opposed to the semi-tall child, you know.
Oh,
so,
man. Let me tell you, you were right. It comes down to proportional sizing and proportional correctness. And being the tall 5'5", maybe, guy that I am, seeing people come in and they, you know, like, I said no to people like, I want a 29er, I want a 29 plus, I want a Krampus. I'm like, dude, you're 5'3".
No. It's like, not going to work.
He rides so great. And I'm like, dude, it's like putting in a Ford Ranger and a fucking Ram Charger. It's, yeah. I'll say yeah. But you're never going to get anywhere. You're moving, you know, 3 tons of steel. So you've got to have it sized right. And sizing is a huge deal for me. And Andy was right. And he actually beat it in my head for about 6 months, maybe 8 months before I was like, ugh.
All right, okay, let's build one, Andy.
And like, as I designed it, I was like, I'm such an idiot. We should have been doing this a year ago, you know? and that's the thing is, like, there are enough bikes for tall people out there. You know, like, don't go all Leonard's in on me and be like, well, not for me. Well, yeah, you're 7'4". You're even out of the fucking tall spectrum, guy. You know, like, you're way out there. But for people who are,
I'm 5'7". You know, I don't know.
Are more petite.
I'm 5'10 and 3/4".
Yeah, how tall are you guys?
Speaking in my wheelhouse.
I like to say I'm 5'11", but I'm 5'10 and three quarters.
Oh, I'm sorry, 5'6 and three quarters.
Oh, boy.
Not 5'7".
I might claim 5'9 on a good day.
So we're all just
rounding up doesn't really help you because I rounded up at 5'5", so I'm massive. But, you know, when you see these people that they want a fat bike, you know, and they want to do this, and then they're on a big old 5-inch, you know, and they can't even stay up on it. But it makes so much sense. The short people here that have ridden it just love it. And honestly, after being in the industry and in various places for as long as I have been, I really believe that short people and women are underserved. And I'm not saying I made a company to change that, but it's going to affect it. And you wait another year, maybe two, because the industry is so fast to respond.
Yeah, they're
gonna
be like,
dude, this is so smart. We'll do it. Oh, and KHS is doing it. I met one of the higher.
So you're going to be the Walt Works of freaking 24-inch fat bikes, yo. Something like that.
I think it's going to take off, and we're doing the brand launch. Don't I sound so great?
You know, yeah, this is what I wanted you to get to. So way to go, way to be your own MC. Yeah, tell us about your opening.
December 5th, man, and it's World Fat Bike Day, Global Fat Bike Day, whatever you want to call it. It's Fat Bike Day around this crust of sand floating around through the universe. And people are going to ride bikes, and I hear that you guys are coming up to the Minnesotas to check out, I believe it's the Winter Bike Expo at Freewheel.
Maybe. Well, I thought your opening was next weekend, dude.
Yeah, I was supposed to be, but see how we haven't really released it yet? That's because we weren't sure. And my powder coater actually moved up the delivery date that he needed them by a week. And I was like, dude, nobody ever moves forward a week. I can't get this done. It's not possible.
So your opening is going to be on Global Fat Bike Day. That is just, like, if you don't mind the expression, wow, that's tits.
It really is, and it just makes sense. And I've learned, like, you know, I'm not perfect on delivery. And to be honest, I'm not apologizing for it, but I do run my own company. I do everything. I'm still here, you know. I'm still at the shop. I'm going to hang up with you guys later, and I'm going to go back to work till about, 11 or midnight until I go, I've got enough done, I can go home.
You're preaching to the choir here. We're all on triple overtime.
Yeah, triple overtime.
Triple overtime.
So, Eric,
I'm on quad.
And three Floyds.
I just wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, Peacock Groove's been around for a long time, and you had said that those are all one-off, you know, very labor-intensive bikes where I think maybe people didn't quite catch the drift that Cake is going to be a little bit more of a production-oriented company to make these 24-inch fat bikes. Is that kind of how you see it?
What I thought was, like, I love making Peacock Grooves. I do. I mean, I just got an 80s Haro freestyle bike that the guy wants me to make a 26-inch fat bike that looks like that. And I'm like, oh, man, it's so awesome to be creative, not just with the frame, but with parts. And I love doing that. But honestly, at the end of the day, it's very hard to make a living. It is very hard. I mean, my rent is, quote-unquote, X amount every month, whether I sell a bike or not. And if I don't, you know, shit, it might as well be $1 million because I can't get it. So there's all this trouble in building Peacock Groove and doing what I do, and I don't have anything subsidizing me. And I was like, holy shit, Cake, you know. And it hit me, and I was like, we'll just do production bikes, and that's it. And our first batch is going to be 30, and we're going to be about half deep December 5th. And at our party, you can come and actually ride them. The sizes that we have are 11-inch, 13, 15, 17, and 19. And that should fit pretty much everybody except for the Leonard Zins of the world. They're super tall. But, I mean, it's a little 11-inch bike.
You should really come up with some names like Starbucks use. Like, call them like a Venti and a Super Petite and a...
Yeah, that's really working out so well right now.
Merry Christmas. Is that what I should call them?
Yeah.
we could have a focus group.
They would go with a different about example.
Starbucks. Starbucks. Well, you know, they're in trouble for something now, right?
I don't have model names for Peacock Groove. They're just bikes, because, you know, they're bikes.
Right, because they're one-off custom bikes. But
yeah.
It's a custom bike. You know, what are you going to call it? You know, road bike. Oh, no, it's a gravel bike, dude. It can handle bigger than
I don't know. Moonlander just gives them numbers, like hashtag M001.
Moonman, not Moonlander.
Moonman, not Moonlander. I have the Moonlander man chub all full-time, all the time. I do Moonlander on my mind. So
Eric, when you talked about the sizing of the frames, your largest frame is a 19-inch. Where do you see the 24-inch benefiting? I mean, we know the shorter stature people, that's an obvious end. But what about on the more, you know, the upper end of the frame sizing?
Well, I tell people that so far my theory and hypothesis is that if you're like 5'7 and under, they're going to be great bikes. If you're 5'7 and over, they're pretty good bikes. So you're going to win either way. But it is just like harkening back to the days of like performance-oriented, rigid, single-speed, 26-inch wheel bikes. You know, it's the same overall diameter, but the wheel feel is completely different. It's really crazy. And I don't always have all the words or the science engineering terms to, you know, like spit it out and make it sound interesting.
Oh, he's doing Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. He's talking about the wordy words. I'm not good with the wordy words, but my dictionary.
And so, I mean, it'll be good, but it's just that's what we're doing.
And Gomez has to go to fuck me off land.
He's gonna have a stroke over there.
Out there right now.
Don't have a stroke online.
I'll so, dude, it looks like I'm gonna have to come to Minneapolis and go to your gala opening, and I fucking want a polar bear on a big gold chain and a red carpet.
We can do that.
And maybe, I don't know, if you can do that, shit. I am your Huckleberry. Well, I'll be there.
We'll roll out the polar bear carpet for you if you come by the shop. And
the wampa? I need a wampa carpet.
Wampa.
Oh, dude, you have no idea what's coming for Nabs, trust me.
Yeah, you said the Star Wars shit. The wampa.
Well, you know, I was going to do it last year, but it came down to we couldn't get it all done to the painter and painted in time because it was very involved. So now they're just going to be there at Nabs this year, and I'm trying to, you know, get Cake in there.
Out in Sacramento.
They're going to be in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if we'll have our own. Cake will have its own booth. But,
yeah.
And I just wanted to let everyone know here now that Cake is always only going to be 24-inch wheeled fat bikes. We're not going to come out next year with a cross bike or a gravel road bike or a dirt road bike or a road bike or a crit bike. It's just 24-inch wheel fat bikes.
And coaster brake bikes. No, just kidding. Only 24-inch bikes.
Pretty much. You know, it's all about the inches, you know. So, I'm really psyched about it. I'm psyched to talk to you guys about it. I'm psyched to, like, we're going to debut this on December 5th, Global Fat Bike Day. Like, what? And the beauty of it is we had, I don't want to say a competitor, and I know people say you shouldn't talk shit because it'll come back to haunt you.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
Someone from a rival company came in here, and I don't really like certain people in the shop because they get a lot of ideas because they have no imaginations themselves. And they're like, what is this? I need to know more about it. And I go, no, you don't. And they're like, I need to know. Because, you know, we couldn't. And I go, well, I'll tell you what. You're at least 2 years behind me. So fuck off. And that may have stressed my relationship. But here's the deal, man. I don't have a big company subsidizing me. I don't have a rich wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, aunt, uncle, parents.
Me neither.
I get by. Oh, well, hey, Billy, would you like to be adopted? No, I'm kidding. I'm not rich. But we could pretend. But, you know, like, I am a real frame builder. What I do pays my bills. I mean, I did 2 repairs a day. I straightened out a fork that UPS, I swear to God, they threw the apocalypse anvil at it. I don't know what they did, but I helped out a couple guys at Shimano. So that was cool. And, I mean, what I do, I'm a frame builder, and I repair frames and work on frames, and that's how I make my money. So I took everything that I thought I had. I even sold a couple bikes, or a bike, pardon me, to get all the stuff I needed to have 5 complete bikes ready for people to try.
Cool.
Boom. You can just come in, give me your license and a credit card, because I sure as hell ain't letting you ride off into the sunset with Shane, you know, and the damn bike that I worked my ass off for.
So December 5th, people can go to your shop and
we'll put a link in the show notes. Will it be listed on the Peacock Groove site, or how do people find out more information about this?
If I get around to it, I mean, Cake has a Facebook page, and so does Peacock Groove. Peacock Groove finally has, after 14 years,
we have our own website. You
and it's not all that great.
We'll just hope that people can search and find where they need to go. But we actually have a ton of other stuff to get to in the show. You have been a fabulous guest. You have been been verbose times to the power of Grayskull. Wouldn't you all agree, boys?
Yes.
The power of Grayskull.
Grayskull.
Oh my God, Eric Norin.
Power of Grayskull, man. I'm gonna go pick up She-Ra and we're gonna go punch Orko and we are getting the hell out of here.
There you are. So I'll see you on December 5th or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
Perfect. Gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity and have a hell of a night.
All right, Eric.
We'll see you, Eric.
Thanks very
Take
much.
Care.
Have a good one.
All right. See ya.
Hey, that was Eric Norin from Peacock Groove and Cake Bicycles.
Indeed.
Let's take a quick break. Maybe get some sponsors to pay some bills. And we'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
What do Heather Best, Kevin Breitenbach, and Jeff Oatley have in common? Well, they're all world record holders and champions of the Iditarod Trail Invitational. And they all chose Becker frame bags and hydration packs for their championship run. Becker gear is custom designed and purpose-built to fit your bike. Fat, skinny, and everything in between, Becker gear is the bag maker of champions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey everybody, we're back. And we're taking calls right away. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do, but we got callers, so why don't we talk to these folks? How's it going?
Hey, this is Gordon Lightfoot. You guys are using my name, and you owe me royalties.
You don't sound Canadian and Navajo-ish. Is that right?
We all know it's
just
Travis.
Just kidding, it's Travis, man. How you guys doing?
the last line from that contest was fatbike.com, fatbike.commies, bike black ribbon test pilots, and fat bastards cannot win.
Fat bastards. So, we already had a winner. I think she was on the phone at 8:00 sharp.
Lauren. Yeah. It was amazing. Lauren from Colorado.
I called in early and I got snaked by a first time caller.
Long time listener. First time caller, long time listener. How are you guys doing?
Hey, welcome to radio program, everybody. Yeah. Well, so we're going to have it all night long.
You guys got snow, didn't you?
Yeah, we're in the white stuff. Absolutely awesome, man. Had a great night ride last night, snowing lightly, about 4 or 5 inches down, nice packed out. Yeah, we are on snow.
Sweet. Well, it's nighttime there pretty much after, about 4:00 or 2:00? When is it?
Yeah, the headlight goes on at like 4:30.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not bad. It's not that much different than
I here. Just watched the movie Insomnia, and it frightens me.
We're going to make you go.
Well, no, it's Al Pacino and Robin Williams going fucking crazy each other.
Because of the darkness. Or is it the light?
The lightness.
Oh, the lightness, yeah.
Oh, right.
Right. It's light for too long for those guys.
So what's new, Travis?
Oh, yeah, by that.
What are you doing to get your gear ready for winter, since it's already winter, where you're at?
Yeah, pretty much just put the Dillinger studded fives on.
Yeah?
And so that was after, you know, making the mistake of going out with my ground controls on the first snow and almost pile driving my face into a tree. So that's about it. You know, I guess, yeah, you said I threw the pokies on, frame bag, and started layering up.
So did that Bluto give you a bunch of confidence, or have you switched over to a rigid fork for winter?
You know, I'm still checking it out. And at this point, you know, we're just starting to get the snow, so there's still some pretty rough spots in the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy kind of stuff, and Bluto's working great. I was kind of questioning whether or not I'd want to keep it on throughout the winter. Figured I'd give it a try, and I can, yeah, for early winter stuff, it's great.
So how much travel are you running on your Bluetooth?
100.
Nice. 100. Right in the middle there. 100.
So you were hanging out for most of the call with Mr. Eric Noren from Peacock Groove. What do you think of the 24-inch fat bike for untall people?
I think it's awesome. Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Oh, Lordy.
Hey, I think he has a new tagline.
I know. So did you make any sense out of that whole thing? Lord, he went.
Yeah, I was following him, man. Yeah. He was hilarious.
I was listening. Like, JK was like trying to hit me. I think he thought I was sleeping or something.
Yeah.
I was listening intently, waiting for a moment when I could get a word in. But
oh, yeah. You're always the guy that's got to be talking all the time.
I know.
See? Now you got a rival.
Maybe that was it. I was sitting over here pouting, and I finally got to talk, and everything's fine now. So now it's your turn to talk.
All right, here's the beer stop top of the hill.
Oh, wait, we're stopping for beers. JK's okay. Getting beer.
Hey, Travis, hang out for a little bit. We got another caller. We're gonna bring some more chaos to the organization here.
Let's go.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
This is Dominic, your fat bastarder from Columbus, Ohio.
Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
What's going on, bro?
You might remember me by the steak knives.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Third place.
I totally remain.
Third place.
We should just call you Steak Knife. That would be like.
Hey, I will accept that as a nickname.
Yeah, because you're a knife. That's way better than being a fucking spoon. Or a spork.
Well, I mean, this is true.
Yeah, as silverware goes, steak knife is pretty kick-ass.
But sporks go through the enchiladas at Taco Bell, but that's just on me.
I actually did have Taco Bell for dinner, so I'm good to go.
indeed, so no pun intended.
I was listening to the show, Eric from Peacock and Cake. That guy is cool. I like him. Good for the short people.
Cool. Right on. Well, I was a little worried that, you know, he was, you know, my vision was going in plaid and paisley, and it just must have been one of those acid flashbacks that they kept on promising me in middle school.
No, it was just a fever dream. Just a fever dream. Don't worry.
Well, I was checking out his website that he said was just kind of basic and everything, and it is really cool. There is a bike on there that has a front disc wheel with, like, Evil Dead 2 on it.
Oh, yeah. He does some real trippy disc wheel art and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an artist as well as technically a good frame builder for sure.
Yeah. So,
he's the kind of guy that makes me want to get into welding. Oh,
cool. So, do you have an answer for our question of the week? Do you have some flavor from Ohio to share?
Well, we don't have any snow yet, of course. But it was about 34 degrees this morning, so I got myself a set of Dillinger 5s this weekend, and I threw it on the bike, and they don't slow me down as much as I thought they would.
No, they're awesome. A great rolling tire. I love Dillinger 5s.
Oh, yeah, I got the Dave's Mud Shovels on there to keep my ass from getting soggy.
Nice.
And threw my bar mitts on this morning, too.
Did you go for the studded version or the unstudded?
I have the non-studded version because the studded version was a little tiny bit more out of my price range.
Well, what I found, because the tire is... I was going to say, because the tire is such a large tire that I bought the unstudded ones as well and then got enough studs to do about half of what they put on from the factory, and they work great. On ice, it's almost like being on gravel. You got enough traction to have fun, but you can still break it loose a little bit, and you know, it just sort of slows your going down if you're going down.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got clipless pedals on that thing, and I've ended up on my ass a couple of times. So it's not
and that was
terrible.
Dominic, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, wintertime. Wintertime. The platforms should go on, dude. especially when it's icy. Well, but you said you don't have snow,
it's not snowing yet.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. So that was JK's does. I don't know what.
Well, you can wind them up, but you can't take them out.
Send me all you want, but I'm used to them. I will be taking them off when it starts snowing. Don't worry.
We were worried about your health.
I'm just flat all of it.
Yeah.
Everyone looks at it.
I do clips sometimes, and I do flats other times, and then clip there's the other
doesn't
times
make sense
either. Where I'm
words like, don't make sense.
They have a clip, but yet they're clipless.
Wait a second.
I like to call them bike bindings.
Not
yeah,
clipless.
It is kind of a bike binding kind of thing. Sure.
Not less.
Yeah, I
not
have come
more
to find out that clipless pedals are kind of like a involuntary suicide pact. The bike says, if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
Pedal more.
It's amazing, though. You
I
launch,
have pedal mores.
When you launch over the bars, you unclip, dude, 90% of the time. 90%.
I had cages. I had cages, and I went over the damn fucking bars, and that sucked balls. That's
it. JK is en fuego this evening.
He is.
That's what I'm here for.
The sound of a heart attack is so in my
ears.
I
just want to say, I want to thank you guys for kind of getting me really into the whole fat bike thing. I had thought about it, and then I found your podcast, and I went full in.
Wow.
Just don't
really
go over the bars, Dan.
I regret not having met you guys when I lived in Milwaukee.
Oh, what address are we going to send the check to again?
Well, we appreciate that, man. And, you know, all we do is just, you know, drink beer and ride bikes and talk about it. So, you know.
Pretty much anybody could do this job.
And you know what?
Trying. I mean,
doing this show is a hell of a lot of fun. We really do have fun here. It's
look how much fun Evan's having over there.
Look at him! Look at him having fun!
So, no, you brought up Evan. Riot. We're going to put Evan. We're going to put Evan on the spot.
Snort.
And we're going to ask him what he's doing to get his gear ready for winter.
First, I got to find it.
That's what I was saying.
Finding it.
I got a milk crate somewhere with all my stuff, and probably get rid of the single speed, go back to the 1x10.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got the Nards I've been running since last year, so I'm going to probably just keep them on because they worked good last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should probably get you some other tires to try, though, just for variety.
I'm okay with that. I would appreciate it.
All right.
Speaking of tires, didn't we send some tires down to Old Bear?
Yeah, we did. I sent him a Snowshoe XL for the front and a H Billy for the rear. So, and some couple of t-shirts and some stickers, some patches.
Hey, just a shout out to Old Bear because he did hang Old on the Bear line for about 35 minutes while we were doing our other thing. And
oh, really?
Maybe he'll call back before the end of the show.
Well, he'll call back for sure.
He's our buddy.
So, who do we all have listening now?
We got Travis,
Mr. Conductor,
and Dominic, and JK with his bottle on the goddamn table.
Whoa, that's a severe scolding. As scoldings go here in the radio studio, that was rather severe.
Did you see his eyebrow go up?
I just turned his microphone off.
Ay, caramba. That's the first. That's the first time we've ever had this mic turned off.
Oh, you're back.
Why is that so hard?
Hey, you know what?
Oh, Cuba.
We just drifted into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
But wait,
Hey, wait. What's the next week's call-in question, JK?
I don't know.
I do.
Well, no, I'm in a different land here.
Do you want me to tell you?
I'm in a different land.
Hey, next week's call-in question is, tell us about your first time on a fatty.
On a fatty.
A fatty.
Call in well, that's more of a statement than a question. What do you remember from your first time on a fatty?
Yeah, well, you know.
And we're talking bikes here.
Yeah, come on now.
Let's not get too technical.
I can tell
it's
you.
It's a don't. Question of the week, whether it's a poem or whether it's a sonnet, you know. If we want you to just make fart noises one day with your armpit, it's still here. It's still the question of the week.
All right.
So, and you know, all you have to do is call in next Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central Time at 818-918-2453, and then we can talk about it. You might even know about the frickin' secret word. Should we just jump all over? Now we're fucking for sure in the Fatty Farm Field Report. God damn it.
Are you sure?
Are you
sure? I'm so sure. You know what? This week's Farty Farm Friday is brought to you by Moots. Presented by
the Flavor Flav Report.
Yeah, the Flavor Flav Report presented by Moots. Oh, Frosthammer, why are you so delicious?
Well, here's the thing. Uncle Dick blew us off for about the fifth week in a row now because he's still working on his house. So
we still love you, though, Uncle Dick.
We wanted to go ahead and get somebody else up there, and Moots stepped right up to the plate.
Yeah, check out the new Frosthammer at moots.com.
That's all right, Rich. We still think yight.
So what are we going to do about Secret Word this week?
It's going to be G. Gordon Liddy.
No, that was from last week. It was Gordon Lightfoot, not G. Gordon Liddy.
Let's do our
porn. Don't put that shit in front of me.
Let's do our porn names, and then we'll do all three, and then we'll pick one of them.
Max
and then
Thrust!
Well, there's Max Thrust. I'm Reno Walter.
Mine's Ginger Gillespie.
Some of them are, they're so freaking funny.
Evan, what do you know what yours is?
John Glenn?
No. It's the name of your first pet. Your first pet and the street you were, your parents lived on when you were born.
Then it's Queenie Adams, of course.
Yes! My wife's a Stinky Duchesne.
No, mine's going to be Yoda. Mine's Yoda Fairchild.
Oh, well, you're good.
Oh, but I like Max Thrust. Sure
I
just said.
I can't just make up your porn name. It's given to you when you're born.
Well,
that's how it works.
So. Hey, so one of those things is our secret word. So it's Max Thrust or
Ginger Gillespie.
Ginger Gillespie or Reno Walter or
Queenie Adams.
Queenie Adams.
Yoda Fairchild.
Oh, man, that's a lot of shit to remember.
I don't know. I wonder what Travis's is.
What's Travis's?
Yeah, it's John Smith.
Buck Wild.
Buck Wild.
Dominic?
Duke Hickory.
Wow. These are all pretty good ones.
I know.
I mean, it's like Bob 44th Street doesn't really work as well.
But who really names their dog Bob?
That's a fish, dude, not a dog.
Oh.
Oh.
It's your pet. Yoda was my guinea pig. I mean, literally. Jesus. Yeah. Look at me go.
Hey, we have a healing vibe update for Steve Fuller, our friend that got struck by a big buck on a gravel road. And he broke 7 ribs, his collarbone, punctured his lung. And he is out of the hospital. They pulled all the tubes out of him. And I actually saw a picture of him in a sling, all wrapped up with caution tape and stuff at a cyclocross race. So, way to get back on your feet. And here is a big cheers
to Steve. Hey, because I know he's been such a patient guy.
Yeah.
Hey, old bear. Welcome to the radio show. I was hoping you'd call back because,
I was interrupted. I had to take some medicine.
Us too.
Tires, guys. Guys, those tires are excellent.
Yeah, I sent you a little care package. See what happens when Uncle Gomez gets with the program, huh?
That Uncle Gomez, he's all right.
I go to the post office.
Good Uncle Gomez.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
It's muy bien.
Ah, bien, bien. So cool. That big one goes on the front because is that what you did?
Yep.
Yeah,
right. That's what I did.
Those are some.
The other one, the other one, just perfect.
Yeah, cool. I
mean, it raised my front end just a little. The big one did.
Mm-hmm. Which it should.
It's just a, you know, but the handling and out in the dirt. Oh man.
Yeah, we told you, man. Those missions were holding you back. The new snowshoe and H belly should your new Strava personal bests are going to be like blam.
I don't do Strava.
KOM, aren't you KOM?
Yeah, me neither. But
I do keep a record though. You know, top speed and stuff. It seems my average speed has increased.
Ah, cool.
So about 8-9 miles an hour. I kind of old enough when I kind of take it easy. Mm-hmm. I'm up to about 12-13 miles an hour now.
Wow, that's I'm still back at that 8-9 mile an hour area.
No, I'm in the 10.
Well,
you got me.
We're glad we could help, man, and I'm glad that you mentioned it because you know.
This morning, I put on the white fatbike.com T-shirt and the shirts. If anybody out there wants one, get on the internet and order these shirts. They're excellent.
Yeah,
the white one with the black.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the bathroom, turned off the light, came out. Yeah. I was half asleep, and the lights were off in our bedroom. My wife goes, "Dear, you're glowing." I looked down and think you're glowing.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll tell you, I mean, our cups are all festooned now with all kinds of stickers, and my bike is too. And I've had kind of a slow day today because we had 30-40 mile an hour winds down here.
Yeah, there was big storms coming through.
Yeah, one came through the show just a little while
ago.
Like, what the heck is that noise? It's rain banging on the exhaust for the furnace.
Here in the Batcave.
You know, sending us all this rain and snow and stuff, Wade out there in Glenwood Springs area.
Oh, yeah? He called in the show last week after you hung up.
I know. He's supposed to call in tonight. We were talking. We talk on the phone all the time.
Cool.
Oh, you may have called in. We've ignored a lot of callers today.
We have this new contest going, which seems to be eliciting many people to call us, which makes us happy.
You mean the Gordon Lightfoot thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. A young lady from Colorado won a fabulous prize package.
Not Colin Fjord.
Not nearly as cool as the prize package I sent you, though. So you got the special one.
Cool. My gravity is now upgraded to almost a plug fleet. Oh, Wade is sending me a set of old Suntour bear trap pedals.
Oh, cool. Right on.
I mean, get rid of the ones that are around here. VP, nylon, and steel. I'm getting rid of them. Those on.
Yeah, plastic pedals get slippery.
We know what Old Bear did to get ready for winter. Put on some new tires.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, put on some new tires, and I'm having patches sewn on my coat underwear in the winter.
And he's showing off the glow-in-the-dark t-shirt to the wife in the dark in the bedroom.
Yeah. Hey, unbeknownst to everyone.
We're in this retirement center, and I keep getting the nurses, and everybody asks me, "What is this fatbike.com?"
That's my gang. That's what you tell the nurses.
That's my bike gang.
That's my bike gang.
just tell them it's a cult.
Well, we're hoping to be a cult someday, but just now we're just a bike gang.
All right, Old Bear, we're gonna wrap this badasser up here today. Thanks for hanging out and listening most of the show, and
I loved it.
And we got JK snorting.
JK's having a seizure over there.
Hey, I'll be all right.
We'll talk to you again, Old Bear.
All right.
Take care, bud.
Have a good one, guys, and thanks again.
Hey, you're welcome,
too, brother.
Hey,
all right. Bye.
See you. I had some good news today. Freaking hashtag Otis lives.
Oh yeah.
The Coke treatment.
Yep. It took several treatments of different chemicals, but the Coke treatment is what finally busted it loose.
Yeah, Dr. Jim Huber saves another frame from destruction. He said when it broke loose, it made the loudest freaking like tank
noise.
It was like that. So, thanks.
Hey, what's the Coke treatment? Is that where you like snort an eight ball and just grab onto that thing and rip it out?
How did you know?
I was just waiting for someone to figure that.
That was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
It eats rust for supper.
And which aluminum doesn't rust, so. It eats corrosion.
Aluminium.
Yeah. It's oxidation, right?
Yeah.
Corrosion, yeah.
Science.
Well, sweet, man. I think we're going to wrap that bad bizzle up. We got time to say thank you to Surly for the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly makes bikes and parts, and they're into something called chaos.
Chaos. You can learn more about that stuff at surlybikes.com.
Join us next week when the question of the week will be,
hey, tell us about your first time
on a fat bike.
We'll probably figure out which of our porn names will be the secret
word
of the week.
Word of the week.
We got Dominic and Travis to send on their way, too. Dominic, you got any last words?
Gooch butter.
Mm.
Nice. All right. Travis?
You guys have a good night, man. Great show.
See you, Travis.
It sounded like chaos over on this side.
Indeed. Call us anytime, 818-918-2453. Leave us a message. I think next week you should call us, have a few drinks, maybe slip into something comfortable, and talk to us about your first time with a fatty. So long, everybody.
All right.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.
We are sorry, but the show has ended.